Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, August 3rd, 2018. Today is International Beer Day. As of this past Wednesday, more than 300 accommodations could be found on the internet portal Airbnb for a stay of two people for a weekend in the Hauptstadt. The problem? Most offers do not have an official registration number, which has been a necessity since August 1st if someone in Berlin wants to rent out all or part of his or her apartment to a holidaymaker. A three-month transition period expired on Wednesday, during which Berlin had still waived registration. In cases where the intention is to rent out more than 49% of your flat, a permit is also required. While the Senate Department for Urban Development was, quote, surprised on Wednesday that, despite the transitional period, only a few hundred offerers have applied for approval, CDU Member of Parliament Christian Greif demanded the suspension of the law. Greif criticizes the fact that there are still no implementing provisions explaining the interpretation of the new regulation. In view of such, quote, sloppiness, the CDU representative said, quote, there is probably no way around stopping the new regulations until all necessary documents have been submitted later and open questions have been clarified. The Senate rejects the claim. Petra Roland, spokeswoman for the authorities, stated that neither our administration nor the Senate can suspend a law that has been passed. Work is being done on the implementation regulations. If infringements of the law become known, the available public law measures can be taken, which provide for fines of up to 500 euros. As reported, the Senate wants to curb the use of rented apartments as holiday homes and strengthen the possibilities of control with the new regulation for misuse. At the same time, the temporary renting of one's own apartment should be made easier. There is no fixed time limit for Berliners who rent out their main flat. However, the character of the main flat may not change by the renting. It's different with the letting of second homes. They may be rented to holiday guests for a maximum of 90 days per year. The number of apartments in Berlin used wholly or partially to accommodate tourists is estimated at 20 to 30,000. The districts are responsible for the permits and the registration number. A man photographed travelers at Greifswalderstraße S-Bahn station and threatened them with a knife. On Wednesday afternoon, a 46-year-old man photographed and filmed individuals waiting on the platform. When a 35-year-old confronted him, the man, who was accompanied by his mother, pulled a hunting knife out of his waistband and threatened the 35-year-old and two 13-year-old girls. The teenagers fled the platform and alerted the police. The 35-year-old got on the next S-Bahn with the 46-year-old and his mother and rode to Storkauerstraße. Federal police arrested the suspect near the station. The knife was found in the 71-year-old's handbag and was seized together with a mobile phone. The federal police initiated preliminary proceedings against the suspect for threats and then delivered him to the psychiatric department of a hospital on medical advice. A word about spending days outside in sunny Berlin. According to spokeswoman Angela Kiewski, doctors at the Trauma Hospital Berlin in Marzahn are currently treating more severe sunburn, including second-degree burns. During the recent Hitzwelle, or heat wave, all age groups have been affected, from children without adequate sun protection to adults who fall asleep in the sun. Kiewski warns that if skin develops blisters after a day in the sun, a doctor should always be consulted. Diabetics are particularly at risk because, for example, they feel less pain in their feet and therefore would notice a sunburn there less quickly when it occurs. Typically, doctors only see this type of skin burn from solarium visitors who lie on a sunbed for too long without protective sunscreen. But the clinic is reporting that injuries from the actual sun are more frequent this hot summer than in the past. Sometimes the stronger light reflection at or in the water can be underestimated, increasing the risk of a severe sunburn. Dermatologists also warn of long-term consequences of repeated exposure to intense sunlight without protection, like skin cancer, considered a major risk, especially for professional groups such as construction workers or roofers. Sunscreen or a hat are a start, but the best prevention against sunburn, doctors say, remains a place in the shade. The Berlin police are asking for help in the search for a boy who's been missing since last Tuesday evening in Marzahn. According to police, 13-year-old Max Radloff left a friend's apartment on Burkhalterstrasse around 7 p.m. on July 31st and has been missing ever since. He is said to have wanted to meet friends in the Marzahn Nord area afterwards. Max is described as follows: 172 centimeters tall, dark blonde to brown hair, blue-gray eyes, very slim figure, and was last dressed with camouflage shorts, a t-shirt, and red and black shoes. The Criminal Investigation Department is asking anyone who can provide information about his current whereabouts to come forward. A photo of Max and contact info for the authorities can be found in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.